RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
Now on The Cosmo on RTE Pulse. Considering Minister Alan Shatter has presented draft legislation to cater for parenting rights of same-sex couples in the Republic of Ireland ahead of Ireland's referendum on marriage equality in 2015, we decided that we'd play once more for you a report that we have done here earlier on from 2013 by Jenny Butler, our co-producer here on the show. Earlier on this year, she looked into what was it like to be raising a child and being a same-sex family or a gay family trying to raise a child in the Republic of Ireland. What were the problems with the current situation at the moment? Find out more here.
The decision to have children should be a joyous time in a person's life. A time for preparation, reflection, and excitement at the prospect of bringing a new life into the world. While embarking on the road to parenthood, there is a dark cloud that still looms over LGBT families in Ireland. That is the lack of legal recognition for LGBT families under Irish law. Dari and Laura are a young lesbian couple living in Dublin with their son Tyler. Dari and one of her gay male friends conceived their son Tyler via artificial insemination. When Tyler was 2 years old, Dari met her fiancé Laura, who is now an active co-parent to Tyler. Despite being a co-parent, under current Irish law, Laura has no paternal rights over Tyler. Dari and Laura explained how this affects their family and highlights some of the over 160 differences between civil partnership and marriage.
When I met Dari, she obviously had a kid and she came as a package. It wasn't hard to love both of them, to be honest. It just kind of worked out into a family unit.
Well, the big issue for me with civil partnership is that it doesn't afford the non-biological parent any relationship with the children in a civil partnership. So for Tyler or any other children we may have, civil partnership still means, as it stands in this country, would still mean that Laura would be a stranger to them in law.
Marriage for us isn't like, I guess, a rite of passage. It's a necessity for us, for any legal protection and recognition our family needs.
Recently, the first ever study into LGBT families in Ireland was commissioned by LGBT Diversity under the direction of Patrick Stokes. Patrick explained what LGBT Diversity does as an organisation, the reasons for commissioning the study, and what he found particularly surprising about the results it yielded and the insight it gave into the lives of LGBT families in Ireland.
LGBT Diversity is funded to build the capacity of the LGBT sector in sort of underserved areas. So most of it works in regional areas, but also to try and build knowledge and strength and skills about themes and issues that have been underexplored. And clearly LGBT parents and LGBT parenting was an obvious issue for LGBT Diversity to look at. I think the amount of LGBT people who are planning parenthood is both encouraging but also was somewhat surprising. And the sort of differences between the two groups, the existing LGBT parents and the LGBT people planning parenthood. But I think what was overwhelming was just how strong the feelings were and the practical problems that were created by the lack of legal recognition for LGBT families.
The current lack of legal recognition and protection for LGBT families in Ireland is a worrying reality, but waiting for change is not an option, according to Laura.
It's not a case of waiting for everybody else to catch up, because in order to change things, you have to be the change. You have to be seen. If there's going to be recognition for gay families in this country, gay families have to exist. You can't just wait till you're given equal rights.
Paula Fagan, a researcher for the LGBT Family Survey, remarked on the positive fact that the survey indicated that more and more LGBT couples are planning for parenthood. But Paula also found that the survey revealed a lack of support for LGBT parents.
Same-sex couples are getting together and they're planning and they're really hopeful of having children, which is, I suppose, different to what it was in the past. Unfortunately, though, while we found that people had a great deal of support, many people had support from their family and friends and from their partners. One third of all people who are already parents said that they got no support in their parenting role.
It's clear that the lack of legal recognition for LGBT families in Ireland remains a pressing issue. The challenge of resolving this issue rests on all of our shoulders, regardless of our orientation, as we forge ahead in continued pursuit of equality for all Irish people. For The Cosmo on RTE Pulse, I'm Jenny Butler.
Online, on DAB, on Fairview, and on UPC, channel 943. This is
RTE Pulse. RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
You're listening to The Cosmo with myself, Scott the Butler, here live on RTE Pulse. Now, my next guest is a rugby league player who has played for both England and Great Britain numerous times. And more recently as well, he's turned his hand to modelling. As well as that, he is also an LGBT ally and currently playing with the North Wales Crusaders. I'm delighted to be joined on the phone from Warrington in England, Stuart Reardon. Stuart, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad, not at all. Thanks a million for joining us on the show tonight. Listen, let's get straight into it. You have had a great career in rugby, in specifically rugby league, for years now. And at the moment, you're playing with North Wales Crusaders, who I believe you've also played alongside the likes of Gareth Thomas.
Yeah, when the team was in Super League, yeah, I played alongside Gareth for a year. Unfortunately, you know, the side couldn't financially support itself, and they dropped out of the league in 2010. But yeah, that was a good year. You know, the Crusaders was it's the first Welsh side in Super League, so you know it was building up a good fan base.
Got finally started there.
The way it ended, yeah. But it's reformed now, and I'm back playing for them.
Rugby is typically known to have a very, you know, macho culture to it, whether it's rugby union or rugby league. And I guess from your perspective, as you know, as a player who's been involved with rugby league for years, have you seen much of a difference in terms of the attitude towards gay players in rugby, or is there still an air of homophobia?
I think a lot's changed, you know, in the last few years. Obviously, some players, you know, coming out and being gay and playing. So a lot of attitudes have changed. I think players in general, you know, the players didn't have a phobia or anything about it, because I think rugby league instead of unions is more working class people in it. So in like a team sport, the players in any squad, no matter what sexuality or where you're from, there's so many different people from different parts of the area. It's like you bond, you become sort of like a family, close-knit group. Otherwise, as a team, it wouldn't work.
I guess over the last few years, you've been involved with male modelling as well, and no doubt that has opened up a different side to your fan base, particularly from the gay community. Has any of that, I guess, opened up your eyes in terms of maybe awareness over gay rights, or has it led you down a path you weren't expecting?
Yeah, I think it's led me down a path that I wasn't expecting. You know, obviously I've met a lot of friends who are gay, and you know, surely it can open your eyes on a lot of things that are going on.
So let's talk about you being an LGBT ally as well, because obviously, you know, as part of what you've come across with the modelling and indeed being involved or being on the cover of some gay lifestyle magazines, what is your opinion of the fact that in England and Wales, you know, same-sex marriage has now come in? There's going to be a referendum in Ireland first next year, and indeed Scotland seems to be bringing in similar legislation over the next while. Do you think this is just going to be a non-issue, whether it's going to be in society or indeed even in sport?
Yeah, I think it's going to eventually get to where the point where it's not an issue, and that's the way it should be. I think England's a lot more exception than, like, say, America, because there's so widespread with the big states out there, you know. I think England's probably a lot further forward than anywhere else. And it'd be good to get to a stage where it's not a big deal, and, you know, everyone's accepted for it, who they want to be.
And what about, you know, even outside of rugby? And I know this might be slightly outside of your experience zone, but obviously, you know, being involved with rugby might mean that you know, you're in touch with other athletes and indeed other types of sports people. Say we've recently seen that Tom Daly has come out, and obviously that's fantastic for his sports. But, you know, what about the likes of football maybe? Do you think that people will still have a while to go before you see a few out football players in England?
I'm not sure with that. I mean, football is such high profile in England. I don't think it's not been anything like that yet, but I don't know how far off that'd be. Surely there must be the amount of football player there is, but I won't be able to answer that. I don't know many professional footballers, but
But do you think that at least for rugby league and rugby union, things are starting to become a bit more positive?
I mean, definitely. Rugby league and rugby union is definitely positive, because people have led the way with that, haven't they? Rugby union's a lot higher profile as well, so you know, there's the spokesman's out there, isn't there, for Rugby Union, you know, in Gareth Thomas and Ben Cohen. So, you know, I think things have changed definitely in our sports. But our sports is not as high profile as football. But I still think it would be the same. You know, people are still treated the same.
Yeah.
It just depends on the person, their personality, if they want to you know, sort of come out.
Yeah, exactly. I guess the most important part when it comes to sport is how good of a sportsman they are, or a sportswoman.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's what's really count. You should marry sexuality. You should be judged.
Yeah.
You're a professional sportsman, you're putting yourself out at the highest level. You should be judged on your sport, not your sexuality, you know, or your nationality. It should just be how good you are at sport. That's why you're in that team. That's why you got to that situation in the first place. Yeah. All the years you've put in, that's what you should be judging. I think that's what people want to be judged on.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Very well said. Right, well, listen, if anyone wants to have a bit more of a look of your recent modelling work, they can pop on to stuartreardoncalendar.com, and I believe the calendar is available for just under £12 sterling. Isn't that right?
Yep, it's available, yeah. It's nearly sold out now. I've sold. I had to follow up to rugby tonight, so...
Excellent.
Few, but yeah.
Okay, so...
I'll see how it goes.
In the meantime, Stuart Reardon, thank you very, very much for taking the time to talk to us tonight. And hopefully speak to you soon.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Online, on DAB, on Fairview, and on UPC, Channel 943. And this is
RTE Pulse. Pulse.
You're listening to The Cosmo with myself, Scott de Baudelaire, here on RTE Pulse. Now, if you're around Dungarvan this coming Friday, well, then you're going to be in for a bit of a treat as the showcase for Project Z, a project funded by the Waterford Leader Partnership and presented by J. Curry Productions, is taking place in Dungarvan, and it also includes the play B or B. To tell me a bit more about it, I have the project coordinator of Project Z, Kirsten Stoddart, on the phone. Kirsten, you're very welcome along.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No problem, no problem at all. Listen, tell us a bit about Project Z, because it's a youth project that sounds really, really interesting. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, no worries. So Project Z is a new initiative, and it's a project that was specifically designed to engage LGBT youth in the Dungarvan area. And it's all about storytelling and working creatively to build those stories into performing art. And the participants have taken this project and all of their smaller performances, which are forming a part of the showcase, right from the creative sort of conception stage all the way through to performance.
Excellent, Aaron. And what has the reaction been like from even amongst the people involved in Project Z, and I guess the community in general? Because Dungarvan isn't really somewhere that many people would expect that a youth project, or indeed even an LGBT initiative, would be taking place.
Absolutely. Well, all the feedback we've had from the participants, who are, you know, sort of from 16 through 25, has the reactions have been fantastic. It's been, you know, a boost in confidence. It's been a safe space to talk about the issues they face in their day-to-day lives. And in the community, we've had tremendous support, actually. As you said, the project is supported by the Waterford Leader Partnership. We've also had support from the Waterford County Council. And we've had a whole bunch of local businesses really get behind the showcase event, sponsoring raffle prizes, sponsoring our program. So actually the community response has been really, really impressive and really positive.
That's really fantastic to hear. And I presume it is the first time that such an initiative has taken place in the area.
Yes, it is. It is. We really wanted to take a focus on a sort of creative way of engaging the group. So as opposed to a youth group who might just meet and sort of have a chat, we wanted to be a group who could meet and build creative pieces and build performing arts.
Now, one of the parts, I guess, or one of the features of the showcase that's taking place this coming Friday is that the members of Project Z will be performing B or B, which is a play that has been involved with the Dublin Gay Theatre Festival, but it has also been performed in many different parts of Ireland. For those who don't know about B or B, are you able to tell us a bit about it?
Absolutely, I would love to. So B or B is a play that we've been working on through the whole of 2013. It was performed initially at the International Dublin Gay Theatre Festival back in May. We played at the James Joyce Centre. And one of the great things about it was that our cast and our director all came from Dungarvan, with the exception of one cast member. So we had cast members from 16 through 25 working on this play, which is about four teenagers in their final year of high school, dealing with their issues of, you know, friendship, love, bullying, homophobia, sexuality, sexual identity, and pressures that they face. So this Friday will be the final performance of BRB for the year, and that's forming the second part of the Project Z Showcase.
Excellent. All right, so it's definitely something to look forward to and something to catch if you haven't seen it before. Kirsten, what's the plans after the showcase for the project? Obviously, you're expecting, or you're hoping for a big crowd to arrive on Friday, but after that, what takes place for 2014 for Project Z?
Well, what we're really hoping is that, you know, from this session of the project, which has just been so fantastic, we're hoping to, you know, that maybe next year we'll get more people who want to be involved, more people coming along to the sessions. If we can run another installment, if you will, and we are hoping to sort of build a more, you know, a more open environment for LGBT youth in the area, and maybe have a few more people feel confident enough to come along and tell their own stories, and, you know, get to know everyone else.
Excellent. All right. Now, for anyone who wants to go along to the showcase on Friday, what are the details for them?
Absolutely. So Friday, it's the 20th of December. 8 p.m. is the show. It's playing at the Dungarvan Town Hall Theatre. We've got tickets for €10 or €5 for those between 15 and 17. And if you book a big group of 10 plus, it's €10 a ticket. So you can get tickets on the door there, or you can find us on Facebook.
Excellent. All right. And the Cosmo has a great chance to give you two tickets to the event as well. All you have to do is send us an email to thecosmo@rte.ie and tell us what county is Dungarvan in. Is it Waterford, is it Dublin, or is it Donegal? That is a fairly, very easy answer to the question, so get those answers into us as soon as you can, thecosmo@rte.ie. In the meantime, Kirsten, thank you very, very much for taking the time to talk to us this evening, and best of luck with the event.
Online, on DAB, on Fairview, and on UPC, channel 943. This is RTE Pulse.